Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
Living a life of character also requires, among other things, courage.
That's what's important. To feel useful in this old world. To hit a lick against what's wrong, or to say a word for what's right, even though you get walloped for saying that word. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other. You do the one and you're living. You do the other and you may be walking around, but you're dead as a beaver hat.
I'm Jim Burns. Well, one of the most important things we can do for our kids is to help them build character in their lives. And one of the most effective ways we can go about doing this is simply by paying attention. You see, I'm convinced that every child is born with the capacity to develop character in his or her life. All they need to get started is even just one parent who will recognize and affirm great character qualities in their life. So once that support system is established, the character growth and development can really flourish. Well, during the next half hour, I'm going to continue my discussion on some practical tips for helping your own kids learn to recognize these character traits for themselves. Pat Williams is with me once again. He's the vice president of the Orlando Magic basketball team. He's written a great book on this very important topic. Plus, he's road tested these principles on all, listen to this, 19 of his own kids. So you can be certain that they really work. How to build character in your kids is our topic. And I'm glad you've joined us today for this continuing conversation right here on Homeward. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, we talk a lot about the fact that Jim is an APU alum, as is his wife Kathy, daughter Christy, and daughter Becca. But, you know, there's some other famous people who are APU alumni as well. Like, how about Olympic gold medalist Brian Clay, a silver medalist in 2004 in the decathlon and gold medalist in 2008, getting ready to gear up here again in a couple of weeks to go to London. Also, author John Maxwell, one of the most popular speakers, New York Times bestselling author, is also an APU alum as well. If you want to learn more about the school, go to homeward.com if you're not there already and hit the APU icon. Today, part two of Jim's conversation with Pat Williams on a great theme, how to build character in your kids. And now, here's Jim. Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Pat Williams with us. It's a continuing conversation. How to build character in your kids is what we're talking about. He's written a great book called Souls of Steel. You know, it takes work, but parents can raise their kids to have souls of steel, and that has to deal with character. Pat Williams, Senior Executive Vice President of the Orlando Magic. He's the author of 35 books, nationally known and sought-after speaker. Learned today that he is also a marathon runner. Extraordinaire. I've run one marathon, said at the end, I never want to do this
again.
That
was enough. I know the feeling, Jim.
Lives in Orlando, Florida, where we are broadcasting today from, with his wife, Ruth, whom they have raised 19 children. That's quite a story. You know, as you and Ruth are raising these 19 kids, now obviously some of them are adults, you have grandchildren, but you're still raising them. You're convinced that one of the most important character traits that you can instill in your kids, along with character, is self-control. Talk about that.
At the end of the day, tomorrow's world is going to belong to self-disciplined people. The ability to say no when you have to say no, the ability to buck what the crowd is doing. And without self-discipline, Jim, at any age, you know, we're not going to make it. Right. So let me give you the best definition of self-discipline I've ever heard. It comes from a man who is not necessarily known for his self-discipline, but Bobby Knight, the coach, once said this, self-discipline is doing what has to be done, doing it when it has to be done, doing it the best it can be done, and doing it that way every time you do it. And until I get a better definition, I'll stick with that one.
That's a great
That's pretty good.
Actually, it really is.
And Coach Wooden makes a great point. He said this to me on a number of occasions, Jim, that if you do not discipline yourself, somebody else is going to have to do it for you. And it's always a lot more costly and much more difficult when somebody else has to do it for you.
Right.
So really, in effect, when your children are very young, I learned this, we're providing the discipline. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to get them ready to do is discipline themselves, because you're not always going to have an adult there to do it for them. And so they've got to learn, and you're teaching constantly. You know, they've got to monitor their own lives. They've got to discipline themselves. Nobody's going to do it for them.
Right. Well, the Bible says it was Paul giving good advice to Timothy. Discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. It takes discipline. Sometimes it means you roll up your sleeves, you learn how to do this, and you do it regularly.
I'm convinced that to sell a book, to sell a speech, you've got to have stories.
Yeah. No.
And I want to just say a word to parents. Save your stories. Collect them.
Yeah.
Your children thrive on stories. Yeah. They love stories. So they want to know the story of your youth and your history and your family and your upbringing and stories that happened to you in the course of events. So we are hardwired, and our children are hardwired to retain stories, not PowerPoints, thank goodness. And so one of the best ways I know to teach and develop character is to share stories. I need to say a quick word about reading, Jim.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge developer of character. And as adults, we've got to do a better job of reading. We're TV addicts. We're computer screen addicts.
Sure.
We're video game addicts. And it's our brains are turning to mush. And so to develop a sense of reading, particularly about heroes, people that we can admire, the Washingtons and the Lincolns and the Churchills and the Walt Disneys and the Mother Teresas and, you know, and the Coach Woodens and the Billy Grahams and, I mean, there is no better way that I know of to teach character than to read about great men and women of character.
Yeah. Well, you know, a mutual friend of ours, Jay Strack, says readers are leaders.
Yes.
Leaders are readers.
And Jay does such a great job with his student leadership university, training thousands of young people to become leaders. And reading is a big part of it, Jim.
Yeah.
And so to those today who are interested in a life of leadership, I challenge them all the time about the importance of reading, reading, reading. In your field, people say, well, I don't know what to read. I said, read what you're interested in.
Right.
Never pick up a book you're not interested in. This is after you leave school.
Sure.
And it'll change your life.
You know, there were many books going through my years of education that I didn't necessarily like, but it was the discipline of at least going through some of it because, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to do that it's discipline. It's not that at the end we're going to even enjoy it, but we went through the process of it, and it's helping our kids learn to do that same thing.
Yeah, in my freshman English class, we're reading Chaucer, you know, Beowulf, and, you know, on and on and on, and I'm thinking, what does this have to do with anything? But Jim, here's the bottom line. Your mind and my mind and the mind of your children, it's a muscle, like any other muscle in the human body, and it needs vigorous exercise. And if it doesn't get vigorous exercise, it's going to atrophy. So we've got to, as parents, we're always figuring out ways to challenge kids' minds, to keep them engaged, to think of great thoughts and read great thoughts and not just drift into mediocrity and muddle around down in the trenches, you know, with all the current culture. Challenge your kids to go beyond that. Take them to museums. Take them to great historical sites. We took our 3-year-old granddaughter, Layla, 2 weeks ago out to L.A., Jim, your neck of the woods. We took him to the Reagan Museum in Simi Valley. We took him to the Nixon Museum in Yorba Linda.
Yeah.
Went to Disneyland, went to the San Diego Zoo and Knott's Berry Farm. Was that a pretty good day?
That's
good week?
That's a great week.
You know, just building into her little life, you know, even though she may not retain it all. But we took pictures of the whole thing, and she'll remember it.
No, it's a great thing to do and a very wise one to do. You know, living a life of character also requires, among other things, you say, courage. I want you to define for us what a courageous person of character looks like.
Well, John Wayne put it this way. He said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. And I don't think courage is an absence of fear, but I think it's fighting through the fear and dealing with what has to be done. And Jim, we all need courage. We think of courage generally of those firemen on 9/11, you know, going up those buildings as everybody else was coming down. My son David spent 7 years in the Marine Corps. He was in the first volley coming out of Kuwait into Iraq in 03 at the start of the war. I can't even imagine. A Humvee driver. Whew. I mean, I think of D-Day, the Normandy invasion, our parents and grandparents who stormed the beaches at Normandy. It's beyond me. But, you know, every day we display courage. And in most cases, nobody even knows it. The courage to stand up and say no when everybody's going the wrong direction and bucking the crowd. The courage to do the right thing at the right time, even though it's not popular. So many times in our daily walk, it takes courage to be a person of character.
And interesting enough, as we teach our kids that, it seems to me, Pat, that if they do stand against the grain of the culture, they stand for what's right, and it might be sexual integrity, it might be not going along with some peer pressure of what's going on, that's when courage helps them understand that, hey, it's worth having this kind of character, because they end up feeling good about themselves instead of feeling bad about themselves.
Yeah, Theodore Roosevelt made an interesting statement years ago, Jim. He said, I don't care what other people think about what I do. He said, I do care about what I think about what I do. And then he said, that's character, said old T.R. Yeah. And so that's what we need to get across to our children. And you hit on an interesting word, peer pressure, Jim, and the pressure of friends and associates out there is enormous. And if we allow the current culture and the media and the friends to raise our children, I don't like those odds.
Nope.
Don't like them.
Nope.
And so we've got to take on that assignment. Do not assign character development to the school, to the coaches. They'll do their part. Don't leave it to the Sunday school teacher. Right. It's your job.
It's the job of the parent. Appreciate that. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Good topic today here on the Homeward Broadcast. So glad you've joined us. We are so fortunate to have the excellent men and women who are mentoring us as parenting experts, and Pat Williams today in the program with Dr. Jim Burns. We're talking about how to build character in your kids. And I know that one of the reasons why parents have a hard time with this is because we lack confidence. Simply put, we're afraid that we're going to mess up, or that our childhood wasn't that great, and so now we don't have anything to speak into the lives of our own kids. Dr. Jim Burns has written a book to help you move past that fear of parenting. The book is called Confident Parenting, and if you'd like information on how to order a copy, visit our online resource center today at homeward.com. That's HOMEWORD.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Hey, Dad?
Yeah, Heather?
Telephone for you.
Well, who is it?
Mr. Johnson from church. He wants to know if you'll be an usher this Sunday.
Oh, man, I really don't want to do it this weekend. Heather, tell him I'm not here.
But you are here, Dad.
Yeah, I know, Heather, but...
So you want me to lie for you?
It's easy to compromise the truth when it doesn't fit into your plans at any given moment. However, if you're a parent who compromises too easily, well, there's a good chance that your kids will follow your example also. The reason is because children see, children do. If you are uncompromising in your values, your faith, and your morals, well, you'll give your spouse and your children a firm foundation and the security they need. Well, I've written a tip sheet on the topic called Let Your Yes Be Yes. It stresses the importance of keeping your word with your kids. And if you'd like a free copy, you can download one from our website at homeward.com. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. Incredible conversation today with Pat Williams. How to build character in your kids is what we're talking about. As I said before, it takes work. And as Pat, right before the break, said this, it's the job of the parents to raise their kids to have souls of steel. And that's the title of his book, Souls of Steel, How to Build Character in Ourselves and in Our Kids. And by the way, we've got to build character in ourselves as well. None of us are going to be perfect. We can't be too tough on ourselves, but we've got to go in that direction. And then you know what? Our kids are going to follow us. Pat Williams, Senior Executive Vice President of the Orlando Magic Basketball Team, author of over 35 books, a great speaker. If you've been listening to our program, you can obviously tell that. Lives in Orlando, where we are broadcasting from today, Orlando, Florida, with his wife, Ruth, and appreciate so much all that Pat does, and just what an inspiration, always an inspiration to be with Pat. Pat, perseverance, we talked a little bit about it before, and it sure goes around the issue of character, but that's another character trait that we need to have to help build our kids. And you tell a great story of how you experienced firsthand perseverance of an unknown musician named Barry Manilow. You remember that story in the book?
Oh, I do remember that story, Jimmy. I went to the 76ers in 1974 as the GM, and it was Halloween Day.
Boy, that was a great season right there. 76ers, and I missed that. 1974.
That was my first year back, and we had to rebuild the club, and I was I ended up spending 12 years with the Philadelphia
club. I knew that. I didn't know 74. I actually went to some of those games. I was at Princeton in grad school just right in that time.
How about that?
And I didn't sit in very good seats. I wish I could have known you then. I could have probably snaked a seat a little farther.
And Jim, by the way, there was only one thing that kept me out of Princeton, and that was high school. But it's 74th Halloween Day. I got a phone call that day from a guy named Barry Abrams, who was a music producer. He said, there's going to be a young guy that would come by tonight. You know, if you just talk to him, he's got a new tape. He was wondering if maybe you could play it over the PA system and give him a break. And you know, and I'm there before the game. We got a bobbing for apples contest and a pumpkin pie throwing contest. I mean, in those days, the GM did everything, Jim. And I do remember, I've got a vague memory of this kind of beaky little guy coming up to me and saying, Barry, Mr. Williams, Barry Abrams said that maybe, you know, I said, listen, I'm swamped right now, but I said, there's the sound booth right up there. I said, just go up there. Joe runs the sound booth. I said, tell him it's okay with me and see if there's some way tonight. Maybe he could just put your tape on. And then the game went on and then the evening went on. I have a vague memory, Jim, of somewhere in the third quarter, this song being played and two little old ladies clapping. And 1 month later, Jim, to the day, 1 month later, the song Mandy had soared up the charts and Barry Manilow was on his way. But think about it. Yeah, this little guy, you know, out hustling his tape. I've never run into Barry Manilow, but I'd love to one day just to remind him of that night and to see if he remembers it.
It was a great comic, Billy Crystal, who said, when asked, how did you become an overnight success? He said, well, I became an overnight success with 18 years of one-night stands in towns that I can't pronounce. And basically what he was saying was, I didn't become an overnight success. I persevered. I worked at it like crazy. So absolutely, you know, scriptural that we're called to persevere. And it really has to do with character. And I think kids who don't have character don't persevere as well. Got to ask you about humility too, because you write about in your book, Souls of Steel, you write about the issue of instilling humility in your kids, teaching your kids to be servants, you know, encouraging your kids to make mistakes. That almost goes against the grain of the culture today. And yet you're saying that people of character are people who are people of humility as well.
I think the most attractive quality, Jim, that I encounter are great people, you know, really, really successful people who have an air of humility, who have a gentle spirit, who are pretty much in awe of what they've done, who have an attitude of, it's all a gift. Boy, that's a beautiful quality. I do a radio show in town each week. Last year, I interviewed Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's youngest daughter. She had just written a book. And in the course of the interview, I asked her about her dad. And Ruth Graham, in that wonderful North Carolina accent, said, my daddy, and she had me right there.
Oh, I love it.
She said, my daddy knows who he is, a flawed human being. And then she said, in daddy's mind, he's still just a farm boy from North Carolina. And that's Dr. Billy Graham, who has reached and preached to more people than anybody in the history of the world, Jim, who is one of the five most recognizable people on the planet. Just a farm boy from North Carolina. That I find that very, very attractive.
I find it attractive, and I also think it's one of the reasons why God has used him to such a great extent, because in his humility, he can depend on God, and he really gets who he is.
I think humility allows you to look at yourself realistically. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great preacher, said basically his definition of humility was very simple. He said, humility is to make a right estimate of oneself. Mm. So you know who you are, and you're at peace with who you are, and you're not pretending to be somebody else, and you're not putting on an air, and you're not putting on a show. You just have a realistic view of who you are.
Starts with parents.
And that doesn't mean, Jim, that you have to self-flagellate yourself, and I'm just a lowly worm, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I think you're proud of yourself, and you're proud of who you are, and you're proud of what God has done in your life, but... let me put it this way. Jim Henry, our former pastor here in Orlando, said, humility is like underwear. He said, everybody needs it, but don't let it show.
I love that. So we shouldn't put our underwear on our head then.
That's right.
You know, my youth ministry days, you know, we may disagree with that for a moment or two. No, it's so right. That makes so much sense. We don't have much time left, Pat, but you say that you call faith the engine of character. Speak to that.
Call it the faith phenomenon. And, you know, people often say to me, well, I just don't have your faith. I just don't have faith. And, you know, I said, wait a minute. If you fly on an airplane, boy, that's the ultimate test of faith. You go into a restaurant and order a meal, Jim. You sit out on the chair by faith. You have no idea what's going on in the kitchen. None. And yet you eat the meal. And so I don't think it's that much of a reach, really, as you share with your children that by faith... just accept the fact that there is a God who created all this and he loves you and he has a plan for your life, a real purpose for your life, that nothing is out of his control, that you don't have to run the universe. Just relax, you know, in his presence and let him work through you, that you're a vessel, you're a tool. You know, these are the principles we need to be teaching our children and that they can basically take their hands off their life and loosen up that knot in their stomach. Now, God expects us to do our part and take responsibility and work hard and all these things we've talked about, Jim. But at the end of the day, When the faith phenomenon works into the occasion, now you got the whole package. We can do on our own work and efforts a lot of these characters things, you know, we can. But when you relax and plug into the power that runs the universe, now you've got all that on your side, and just makes it a whole lot easier. It's like putting good oil on the mechanism, the machinery. It just runs a whole lot more smoothly. And you know who you are, and you know where you came from, and you know why you're here, and you know where you're headed. And you know that you've got an eternal destination. And you know that you're going to have to give an account of your life. I think it's important to have a little fear in there as well. You know, a fear of a balance of God's love and God's judgment. You know, I think we've got to have them in place. But it all comes by trusting by faith that Jesus died for your sins and those sins are forgiven and you can now have access to your Heavenly Father and that He's not your enemy up there. You know, He wants you to do well. I mean, He's rooting for you. He wants you to have the best success you can have. Boy, that helps, Jim.
Sure, absolutely, yes.
Makes life really flow.
Oh, it sure does. And as we build character, that's going to be the hope. Pat, thank you for your character and your integrity and your stand for all these years. And thanks so much for being with us today.
Great to be with you, Jim. People can always visit my website as well. It's patwilliamsmotivate.com.
You got it. We'll put a link on our website today.
And we always do it with our guests. If you go to homeward.com, go to the radio archives section or just the broadcast listings. And if you see the guest's name in blue, that means they have a website and that's hot linked. And you can just go ahead and click on their name and it'll take you right to their website. You can learn more about the ministries that are there. Pat Williams Motivate is a great resource and Pat's a great guy. But Jim, you and Pat are experts. And what about us regular parents? Take the final moments of our time together here and give us some hope. Give some hope to the moms and dads who would fall into that regular parent category.
Well, I can't speak for Pat, but I'm a regular parent, I'm telling you. And, you know, a lot of times I think for Kathy and I, we think about getting good grades and we think about all the moral issues, but really character is maybe more important than any of these other types of issues. Mm. Not to say that moral isn't and that school isn't, but a lot of times parents aren't willing to do that because character takes a lot more time. I mean, I'm going to give you kind of a silly illustration, but our family got a puppy. Now we're on to our second puppy. Mm-hmm. And it was my responsibility to take this puppy to obedience school, which was actually a kind of a joke because although I had dogs always growing up, I guess it was my mom who, you know, trained these puppies because I never trained, you know, a puppy in my life. And so I went to this class and this instructor was kind of this gruff old guy and I'm in there feeling somewhat uncomfortable because my dog was the worst puppy out there. It's kind of like the Me and Marley, you know, movie that just came out. Right. Well, that was our dog at the time. And he said, now here's the deal. I'm going to dog owner school. This isn't about training your puppy. This is about training you. And I kind of smiled. And he said, here's the deal. 66% of dog training is about you. And he points to all of us, you know, adults there. And 33% is the dogs. Now, of course, in my mind, I wonder what the other 1% is. But then he went on to basically train us. Mm. And here's why you need to be trained. Well, in a lot of ways, that's the way it is with parents. And what I'm saying here and thinking about this conversation with Pat is, you know, we need to get on the same philosophy when it comes to parenting. One of the reasons why I wrote Confident Parenting, the book, was to give parents a philosophy. That's Kathy's and my philosophy of how to stay on track with our kids and get them to build character, not just to be obedient. Our goal is not to raise kids who will be obedient, but to raise kids who will be responsible. And I think a lot of that takes character. Now, finally, remember to give your kids steady doses of encouragement because we can't just train, for example, back to the dog training, you know, on being negative. We've got to give them lots and lots of encouragement. So in the process of building character, you know, encourage them like crazy. Celebrate their victories, if you would. And I think that will go a lot farther than some of the ways we've been parenting. Character counts. I know there's a program called that, and that's part of the theme today here on Homeward. Roger?
Well, Jim, this has been a great conversation for the past couple of programs, actually, how to build character in your kids. I want to remind our listeners that if you've missed any part of the programs, you've got options. You can go to our radio broadcast archives at homeward.com and listen online. Sign up for a podcast through iTunes and make sure that you don't miss any of the programs. We will burn a CD for you as well, and we get requests for those from time to time. All you have to do is drop us a line, write to us at Homeward, Post Office Box 1600, San Juan Capistrano, California, the zip code 92693. Include a gift of any amount in support of our ministry. The retail value of these CDs, by the way, is about $15, so that's a good guideline for you to use as making your contribution. But especially during these summer months, we would love to hear from you. Homeward is completely listener-supported. This broadcast is on the air and online because of your prayers and faithful financial support. So any gift you can give in support of our ministry today greatly appreciated. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.